This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Crews have stopped the Alexander Mountain fire from growing. Hotspots continue to smolder west of Loveland, but the Larimer County Sheriff's Office says it does not expect the fire's perimeter to expand. The fire burned around 15 square miles of land and is now more than 90% contained. 26 homes burned in the fire and 4 others were damaged. Hospitalizations for coronavirus dropped slightly this week, the first decline since early June. CPR Health reporter John Daly.
There are now 134 people hospitalized with confirmed cases. That's 3 less than last week. And most utilities are seeing a slight slowdown of the virus in wastewater samples. But cases and the rate of positive tests are both going up. So are emergency department visits diagnosed with the virus. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado teachers can now apply to receive $600 for classroom supplies or learning materials through a state grant program. The state is using nearly $3 million of COVID relief money to fund the program. The grants will end once that money is gone. There are limits on what the money can go toward, and to qualify, teachers must explain how they would use the money. Only public school teachers are eligible. Denver is floating a plan that calls for more than 200 miles of new bike lanes. Many of them would be on busy streets like Colorado Boulevard and 17th Avenue. They would replace some parking and vehicle travel lanes. But Anthony White says they would keep him safe. He makes food deliveries on his bicycle.
The side streets, yeah, they do get us places, but the main street is the fastest. So it would be very helpful if it was a bike lane on every street, not just certain streets, but on every street.
City officials hope more bike lanes will help Denver reach its climate and traffic safety goals. This is CPR News and KRCC.